So the way that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time in the morning is by saying, and this is a phrase that we say numerous times during our Yomim Noraim, Slichas time. And we say, not because of our righteousness do we throw you our pleas, because we're unworthy. Rather because of your great compassion. And this is a pasuk from Daniel. The idea of tachnineinu, it's coming from the word chinam, something which is unearned. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to have mercy on us, even though we are unworthy, we don't own it, we don't earn it. We mapil tachanin. We throw down our pleas in front of Hashem. What's this like? It's like an ordinary citizen coming before a king. They've got a petition, they're trembling with fear, but they don't have the audacity to actually hand the petition to the king. Rather, we're just falling to our knees and bowing down, honoring the king while placing it on the floor. Why? This is a very evocative image of begging Hashem for mercy. This is the way Daniel davened for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merciful with us, even though we don't earn it. That's how we have to imagine ourselves as being. And then it goes further, and this is something we say in Ne'ilah as well. It's amazing to have Ne'ilah every single day. What are we? What's our life? What's our kindness? What's our righteousness? What's our salvation? What's our strength? What's our might? And this is the emotional vidui which we say on behalf of all of humanity. On Yom Kippur, there's only one difference. We say Ma'ishenu instead of Ma'ishua Senu. Why? Because it's really that's keeping in the theme of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. David Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Yishi is Yom Kippur. But here we're looking at all of humanity. All of humanity was created B'Tzelem Elokim. All of humanity is expected to conform to basic standards of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Schwab explains further that when Avraham Avinu is with Avimelech and says, Rakein Yeres Elokim Makom Hazeh. Harguni El Dvarishti. There's no fear of heaven in this place. The idea of creating a decent society. Of Schwab says, Lavan is considered a Rasha because he speaks out before his father. Even though there's no real mitzvah of the Bnei Noach to keep Kivud Av V'Eim, nonetheless, all humans, B'Tzelem Elokim, are meant to conform to basic, decent concepts of humanity. An innate sense of what's right. Kivud Av V'Eim is included in that. Klal Yisrael, we're meant to be role models. We're B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. With a message for all of humanity. So what do we say? All the efforts by all the decent people to refine human life, to uplift it, to create the Tzelem Elokim, to develop the Tzelem Elokim, haven't really worked. Civilization with all of its accomplishments has fallen short of what it needs to be. You'd think that in the year 2022, there'd be some basic forms of morality in the world. Nebuch. Look and see what's going on. We are falling so short. The current situation in the Ukraine. A type of warfare we hoped we'd never see again. But it's right there. Humanity is falling short. The only hope we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, because it's clear that humanity just hasn't earned it.